Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Oh boy.
He always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, whose show is this?
Dada.
He definitely did put in the work to become a better leader and all that stuff over the course of the season. I do think his communication skills were a lot better. He was also put in a better spot, right? Where you go, remember, in that first year, you trade for Luka, and then all of a sudden, like, the Lakers just become a Luka team. But that's not how it works for human beings. And this year, the Lakers started training camp and worked in the offseason with the idea that this is a Luka team from here on out. And that makes it a lot easier for Luka to step in and be a more vocal leader, despite LeBron standing over there. Also, like, he was he looked a lot more mature when he could no longer pick up tees for fear of suspension. And I think one of the things that I'm looking for in continued growth from Luka is to not need it to get to that point where you're at the brink of suspension with, you know, a fourth or a fifth of the season still to go. You know, maybe show a little bit more of that maturity earlier on so that you don't get to that point in the first place.
I do think, again, going back to last season and the trade and just the disruption that caused, and I think in some ways confusion, I don't think we got the best version of Luka the person. He was great, but, you know, he was phenomenal this year as a teammate and a leader and obviously as a player. I mean, the guy had a tier one season relative to the rest of the league.
Morning, Rob. Morning, JJ. Rob, you first. You mentioned, I think, AJ Mitchell from OKC about just a player who stood out from this past series. You mentioned that's a second-round pick. OKC's developed. They have several guys that they've drafted or signed, undrafted, and developed. How do you, I guess, see the player development resources with this franchise, and what work, I guess, this offseason do you want to, I guess, invest in that going forward over the next few months?
Yeah, I think in this salary cap system, player development is going to be a huge thing to lean into for success ultimately. And we've seen that. I think you can look at veteran players that have come here and developed. Like, I'll use Rui as an example. I think when we traded for him and who he is now, he's a different player. And that's a testament to JJ's player development staff. I see Coach Bo, you know, sitting here today. He's poured in so much there. So I think there can be development of veteran players too that are still young. I think we have Adu Thiero is another example who had some bumps with his health this year, but once he got healthy, JJ trusted him enough to put him in a playoff series and get some big rebounds and make plays. So those are just examples. We have to continue to find young talent and develop them. In terms of the resources that Jeannie and Mark are providing for us, that's an area that they really want us to grow. We see that, of course, with our brother-sister organization, with the Dodgers. They've invested a lot in player development and have done it so well. And so that's a conversation JJ and I are going to start to have in terms of, in addition to Dan's question about building out the front office infrastructure, is are there additional resources he needs on a coaching staff to lean into player development and that arc and what it can mean. But your question is a really good one, and it's a very important area for us to have Lakers excellence in.
JJ, for you, we talked throughout the season about the challenge of, you know, having so many guys with uncertainty about their future, whether it's free agency, what have you. What helped you and your coaching staff navigate those challenges?
Well, I think it started with just embracing the challenge. And part of embracing the challenge is pouring into your players. And LeBron talks all the time about living in the moment. And, you know, whether you, I used the organism thing last night, we're all cells in that organism. And we got to pour in and try to make sure every cell is healthy and thriving. And I think that's what my staff did this year with all our guys. And so I think in some ways our players responded to that. I know I had a great conversation with DA last night after the game about, you know, our relationship and his relationship with my staff and how important it was for him and how much of a positive experience he had this year with myself and our staff. So that's what it was. It's just embracing the challenge and pouring into our guys.
Good morning, Rob and JJ. JJ, in what ways do you think you've grown as a coach? And Rob, what observations do you have?
I think I've grown in a lot of ways. But I think it would be unfair for me to just like talk about that. I mean, you'd probably get a better answer from who's here, St. Jean, J. Rob, Bo, Rob. It's my players that were here last year. I don't know. I will say, like, the confidence level, particularly in game, of being able to have clarity. I think that was a real area of growth this year. Believe it or not, although again, it gets clipped out every time, I think my emotional control was better. Yeah. I don't think I made any snarky comments to you guys all season. Maybe one, Dave, maybe one. and truthfully, this is why I love coaching, because
and Roger's sitting there like, there's always not room those guys.
And I'm excited. You know, I wish the offseason had ended on June 21st or whatever day, you know, the finals is over. But I'm excited for another opportunity to grow this offseason and, again, prepare myself for another year of growth as a coach.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all. and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
I remember, I think you, yeah. Did you want me to? I think JJ and I are similarly wired in that we remember details and conversations. I remember one of our first conversations, he brought up this concept of duality. There's a great sort of, you talked about books. There's a great author, Richard Rohr, who writes on this. But JJ and I were talking about a book. And one of the things that's amazing, I think, about his gift set is this concept of duality, where on one hand, he has this exuberant confidence and swagger and leadership precision. But the duality part of it is on the other side, he carries this servant, like humility, genuine quality. And that part is what allows him to relate so well to the guys and keep them engaged in the mission. And I think it's important to have both. If you just go down this road, maybe, you know, you're going to look weak and not a good leader. But if you go just down this road, you'll be prideful and arrogant and you'll lose people. His ability to strike a chord in the middle is truly a special gift.
Morning, JJ and Rob. One for each of you. I'll start with JJ. In terms of how you were able to adapt to the team that you had this season, looking forward, like what areas of improvement do you see for the team that you envision coaching for next season?
Like, how can we be better next year?
Yes.
We clearly need to have a better overall season defensively. I think we had flashes of that. I have said this numerous times. I think our improvement defensively is a big credit to our staff, Bob and Greg, and the work they did in film and in walkthroughs. Playing 48 straight games without a two-day break and not being able to practice is insanity. And trying to get better in the midst of that is a real challenge. And both those guys did a great job. We got to be better defensively, and certainly can talk about personnel. But we're going to assess as a staff what we did well, what we did not do well, and figure out ways to be better there. And I think Luke is a great example. He's a guy that can dribble, pass, and shoot. And I think, because of injuries, there were times that we didn't have enough of that. We got to be better being able to dribble, pass, and shoot. I know that sounds simple, but that's just the reality.
Thank you, JJ. And for Rob, you mentioned you have a first-round pick, and you already have a core of young guys with Adu and Bronny and Chris Mannion, Dalton, Nick Smith. Where are you assessing your current youth core, and how are you trying to – what traits are you looking for as far as adding to that youth core?
That's a great question. I mean, I think in terms of traits for our core, we really want that to line up with coach and sort of his vision for the overall roster. And I think we've again had discussions around the archetype of guy, game processors, highly competitive, basketball IQ, team first players. So continuing to find young players and develop the mindset is the first thing, getting the right players with the right mindset and then developing the basketball side. And I'm excited to get on a plane later this afternoon. All of our scouts are in Chicago at the Combine. We'll start interviewing 20-some players for that 25th pick and then start bringing them into our building. Other members of our front office are already there. So that work is going on now and identifying the next player to add to that core.
Rob, over here. Okay. When you look around some of the teams that are either ascending or still in the playoffs, Thunder, Spurs, Pistons, they're built a lot through the draft, cost control players, a longer runway. This franchise tends to be much more win now, immediacy. What makes you confident that that approach can still work given the way the landscape may be changing some?
Yeah. I mean, I guess maybe a question about the team. So you mentioned Detroit, San Antonio, OKC. What did those teams have to go through to build through the draft, in your opinion? Yeah, like multiple seasons of, you know, losses. And that is just not part of our infrastructure here. As much as some of us might want it to be that way, it's not the Lakers' way. We have to find sustained excellence. And so it does create, at times, a thread the needle where you've got to find a way to have championship rosters every year. I will say that the hardest thing to do to get to that point is to have a young, transformative player that can carry you in the playoffs all the way to a championship. That's the hardest thing to get. You can lose 5 years in a row and get five top five picks and come out of it without that player. It's really hard. But we were able to get that in Luka, so that part of the puzzle is solved. And we're grateful for that. Now it's just a matter of putting in all the other pieces around that to be able to get to the end.
So I wish that the Lakers would rethink their stance on this, because I covered, for those of you who don't know, this podcast, this platform, my career started with a project called the Team Tank Podcast. And it was Harrison, it was some mutual friends of ours, Gary, Ryan, Ben, Matt, and then like kind of another outer circle around those guys and obviously myself. We were the only kind of group of people who were talking about the Lakers on Twitter from the perspective of what the Lakers need to do to keep their picks, right? Like they needed to tank. They needed to lose as much as they could so that they could pick in the top three and keep that pick and pick in the top five and keep that pick and so on and so forth. And, you know, it was funny because without doing that, you don't get Anthony Davis, you know, because LeBron was different because he signed as a free agent regardless of the situation that the Lakers had found themselves in at that time. But in order to get Anthony Davis, the Lakers had to do a whole bunch of losing. They traded Brandon Ingram and they traded Lonzo, and they traded Larry Nance Jr. I think Josh Hart was also in that trade. And now they also had guys who left by way of free agency, right? Julius Randle left and they had young guys who didn't necessarily pan out, but the Lakers have tanked before. That is like building through the draft. If you don't have any other path to success, right? That is something that I do think if they basically sell that to the fans, and if they basically say to the fan base, hey, this is what we have to do. This is the situation that we find ourselves in. This remains the surest path to getting a superstar in this CBA. If they talk that out with the fan base, I do think the fan base would be kind of open to it. Now, fortunately, they don't have to, as Rob is kind of alluding to. They have Luka. That's why you tank, is to hopefully wind up with a Luka.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
But if the situation or if the circumstance ever presented itself where it made sense for the Lakers to maybe lose a few extra games to improve their chances at landing a better prospect and stuff like that, then I do think that it's something that Lakers fans could get themselves to buy into. We've seen it before. Also, if you're going to talk to us about how, like, you know, you need to thread the needle of sustained excellence, then you need to be a hell of a lot better at generating assets on the margins than the Lakers have been. And what that means is, like, you don't have players leaving for nothing like Jordan Goodwin. You don't have players like Alex Caruso leaving for nothing. You generate an asset. You know, Dorian Finney-Smith, I know that he had the season that he had this year, and he very clearly, his body kind of fell off, you know, fell way off. But also, like, generate a trade exception. See what you can do to improve your flexibility even when you lose players for nothing. And, you know, you look over the course of Rob Pelinka's tenure, and there's been a lot of good NBA players that the Lakers have lost for nothing whatsoever. So if the focus here is to, you know, remain at that, you know, the upper echelon of NBA teams, and the way that the Dodgers have figured out ways to, remain at the upper echelon of MLB teams, then the Lakers need to be a lot more creative when it comes, and Rob Pelinka specifically needs to be a lot more creative when it comes to generating assets, you know, and even you look at the Lakers, you know, arriving at the optionality that they have this summer. The fact that it basically took 3 years of LeBron's prime where the Lakers were not competitive or nearly as competitive as they should have been while LeBron was still playing at the level that he was playing to arrive here. That speaks to me about a lack of creativity, that you couldn't do multiple things at the one time. I understand what he's talking about here, but I just flatly disagree, one, with the notion that Lakers fans wouldn't, show the patience necessary to tank if it was presented to them in a classy and clear and concise way. But also, probably more importantly, all right, if you think that of the Lakers fan base, then you need to be a lot better at your job. And we'll see how he handles this offseason. We'll see how he handles the off seasons and the transaction windows and the opportunities to come. But the way that OKC arrives where they are at right now, like OKC, you know what the headlines about OKC are going into this off season? That they have a lottery pick that they got from the Clippers, and they have another, I think, you know, mid-teens pick in the first round. And what they're looking to do is to basically package one or both of those picks for future draft compensation, because they don't need those. They don't need more prospects right now. So what they would rather do is turn those picks into future draft compensation, ideally from teams that they think are going to fall off of a cliff at some point. But they're looking to, you know, improve their flexibility on the fly in a very proactive manner. And that's something that the Lakers just have not been very good at. So if this is something that Rob is pointing out that he need, you know, that the Lakers need to do here moving forward, then he specifically needs to be a lot better at it.
Hey, JJ and Rob, back here. Questions for Rob. You mentioned that you would love to have the big three back together again. And you also mentioned the need to get younger and faster and deeper. Given salary demands and restrictions, do you believe those two goals can be done in conjunction with one another?
Absolutely. I mean, there's 15 roster spots. So if you mention three players, that leaves you with 12 others to build around. There's the three two-way spots, and we've seen even two-way players emerge and make a difference in regular season wins. So we have enough tools in our tool chest to build out a team for sure. And JJ and I have a lot of confidence in our ability to do that this offseason and to start next fall with a team that we're all super proud of that can get to the end.
Not an answer there, but I thought it was a good question, honestly, and an important one, right? Where, all right, Luka stands to make whatever he is supposed to make next year. I think it's in the high 50s, Luka Doncic contract. Next year he is going to be making $49.5 million a year, or $49.5 million for this upcoming year. You have Austin potentially making in the, you know, mid to high 30s, if not 40s, potentially. You have LeBron, who probably, you know, expects as much money as he could possibly get, so that he isn't so insulted to, you know, that he decides to hang him up. You know, you have Rui Hachimura, who the Lakers would like to retain, and some team out there is probably going to be willing to pay him 20-ish million bucks a year if DeAndre Ayton and Marcus Smart opt into their contracts. I don't think Marcus Smart will. I hope DeAndre Ayton doesn't. But if they do, then that cuts into your spending power. Like, you know, I guess another way of asking this question would be like, how comfortable would you be, you know, running a version of this roster back next year by way of retaining, you know, the Lakers? Look, on multiple times over the course of this press conference, both Rob and JJ brought up Luke Kennard without being asked about him. That would indicate to me that they would like to have him back too. So, you know, how comfortable are Rob and JJ with running this roster back? I personally am not particularly comfortable with it. But eventually math is math. You know, and this cap system is this cap system, and the Lakers are going to have to make some tough decisions on some guys, and they're going to have to choose between some guys and some upgrades elsewhere. And we'll see kind of the direction that they take those decisions.
Good morning.
All right. We wrap up here, I believe, with a question about Rui Hachimura. A couple of questions about Rui Hachimura and his growth and his development and whether the playoffs over the years have kind of changed Rob Pelinka's mind on bringing him back and stuff like that. And then also he, after this question, gets into details about like the front office makeup. If and when they do hire those two assistant GMs, and he does confirm, you know, my educated speculation that it was going to be a draft person and a kind of league tactician type of person. So it'll be interesting to see what that looks like. But overall, I thought that this was a very good presser. Some things that they said that I agreed with, some things that they said that I obviously didn't necessarily take issue with, but wanted them to better explain. And at the end of the day, I do kind of think that, you know, the Lakers, like, you know, it is the latest, most important offseason in Lakers history. There's a lot riding on this one for both Rob Pelinka and JJ Redick as they continue to try to prove to Mark Walter that they, unlike Don Mattingly and Ned Coletti with the Dodgers, should stick around and longer term. So we'll see what they get to and how this is going to play out. But this was fun. Let me know what you guys thought about this as kind of an option here moving forward. The plan for the rest of the week. So Harrison is back from his vacation, I believe, tomorrow. So he and I are going to get together and kind of recap the season and look ahead to this offseason then. Spoke to Jovan earlier today, and he and I are trying to work out a time Thursday to record an episode. So you guys are going to want to check out that. And then on Friday, I might just take this Friday off. I'm not going to lie. It's been a long, run here to the end, and it's going to be a long off season ahead. Also going to start recording player review podcasts to kind of, take a look back at some of the guys' seasons that they had, collections of guys, and then also look ahead to their futures with the Lakers organization. So keep an eye out for that here on the feed and in this channel. The best way to ensure that you don't miss any of it is to hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, keep this thing at the top of your algorithm, and help us continue to grow this thing out. And yeah, this was fun. I enjoyed this. Only one mention of optionality. I was all ready for the drinking game and I'm sober. So here we stay. Have a great rest of your nights, everybody. Make somebody else's, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.